Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God for you joining us tonight. This is the Blog Talk, amen, where we have a platform simply based upon thanking God 1,000 times. That's simple. This is the New Awakening. I said the New Awakening. It's a movement across the world, not just in Kansas City, we're originating from. That's just one little small area of this Blog Talk. But they're coming from Africa, all over Africa, all over India, all over Brazil, all over England, all over France, all over Germany, all over Russia, and everywhere I can name, the Virgin Islands, everywhere. I wonder, is Ambassador Hagen on the line? If you are, Dr. Hagen, would you please give us our station identification? If not, we'll just move on. I want to pause for you if you're there. Are you there? People coming from all over the world on the Blog Talk, and some of them, this is their only church. Amen. We want to say welcome to you. And that God is real. He's mindful of you. If you help us thank him 1,000 times, you'll get a miracle. Well, like you've never seen in 2015. I believe that. Because it happened to me the first time this was initiated. I was on the plane on my way from Florida. I think it was Florida back to Texas. Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm sitting by the window of the plane and I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. I'd done a series of concerts, I believe, in Florida somewhere. And I said, you've been so good. If I could, I would thank you 1,000 times. I let my seat back and tried to go to sleep. But the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I'm replying, wondering what? I had forgotten about what I said that quickly. Because I was just, you know, I had never done anything like that. I was just really just trying to give God his props, not realizing that that would be possible. But the Holy Ghost said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? And he said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? Thank the Father 1,000 times. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank you 1,000 times, God. But upon your word, I'll try. I took out my handkerchief out of my pocket. And I turned my face toward the window. And I began to try to thank God as much as I could. So I started out by saying, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 Before I knew it, I had thanked God 100 times. And it started getting good. Thank you, thank you. On that plane. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I kept on thanking him. Well, I knew that I thanked him 200 times. And then I started naming things, putting substance with it while I was thanking him. I said, thank you because you woke me up this morning and you started me on my way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I kept on before I knew it, I'd thank God 300, 400, 500 times. And I got so happy, I remember what my mother said. She said, son, the more you thank him, the more he's going to bless you. And I got so full, you know, I was about to shout in my seat. I didn't know what to do. I was about to burst. Oh, forget all them folk on the plane. I was getting just letting it all out. But I said, I can't hold it. So I got up out of my seat. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I began to walk down the aisle of the plane, still with that handkerchief over my mouth. I was walking down that aisle of the plane with a handkerchief still over my mouth. And I was going, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then, you know, sometimes the anointing hits you and that quickening power hits you. I'm walking down the aisle of the plane doing that Saint jerk. Ah, thank you. Oh, my God. Walking down the aisle of faith, trying to get. I looked back there and saw the restroom. I said, if I could just get to the restroom, I got to let out a holler for Jesus. I got to give him some old show enough praise. And I was on my way back to the restroom trying to hold it, trying not to act, as some people say, crazy on the plane. Yeah, folks, you know, look at me. I'm walking down the aisle. Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the power of God hit me. Well, finally, I on my way to the restroom, I just happened to think about how I started blowing the saxophone, and I had asthma, born with asthma, couldn't read correctly to save my life. Oh, my God, I think about some of the days I had, gasping for air, just gasping. And how I couldn't read correctly at school, they make fun of me, go to the nurse all the time, and I couldn't play football, basketball, no sports, nothing. I'd have those asthma attacks. So I couldn't do it. But, oh, my God, never forget it. I came home with that saxophone, and my folks didn't think I could blow it. I said, please let me blow it. They said, you don't have enough wind to blow no horn, boy. We wonder if you're going to live. Every night you go to bed, you wake up gasping for air, and we wonder if you're going to live or not. Live or die. I kept pleading. But please, let me blow. Let me blow. Let me blow the saxophone. Finally, I told her, I said, they're making fun of me at the school. They say I ain't nothing. I ain't going to never be nothing. I can't do nothing. I ain't going to go nowhere. I'm going to be just a nothing, a nothing, a nothing. Please let me blow. Finally, broke their hearts. And they said, boy, we know you ain't got enough wind. But my folks believed in prayer. Mother Johnson believed that prayer would change things. She said, I know you don't have enough wind, Bernard. But she said, I know somebody. Hey, glory. I know somebody who has enough wind to blow through you. And my mother and Aunt Catherine, they prayed for me and asked God to give me enough wind to blow. And my God, God touched my lungs one day. I had my horn, and at age 17, I was in the clubs trying to do my thing. Some people just came to Kansas City doing a documentary, what they call the Devil's Horn, because it was called the Devil's Horn, the saxophone, Devil's Horn. It didn't belong in the church, most people thought. So I was blowing the Devil's Horn in the clubs. But these folks came to Kansas City and did a documentary on how God used Dr. Bernard Johnson to take the saxophone from the clubhouse to the church house. When it come out, I want y'all to make sure you see that. It's going to be on television everywhere. It's a documentary called The Devil's Horn, and it's featuring your chief ambassador. And so I never forget it. Oh, my God. I was going to put my horn down because I didn't know you could blow the saxophone for Jesus, and the people didn't think you could. At that time, all in churches everywhere, they weren't receiving saxophone in the church. They had the piano, and some of them had the drums. A lot of them didn't like the drums. I'm just taking y'all back. And they certainly didn't want the saxophone because they've seen that in the clubhouse everywhere. And they didn't think it belonged in the church. They will forget it when I made my first albums. The radio announcers wouldn't play it, wouldn't play me. Because it says saxophone on the gospel music on the saxophone, it couldn't be. But I kept blowing for Jesus. And before I started blowing for Jesus, I was in the clubs. I told you that. And then I got saved walking down the street on 12th and Greeley in Kansas City, Kansas. Gave my heart to Jesus. I thought about all this walking toward that bathroom and about how God, it just flashed before me and how when God saved me, I was going to put the horn down, the devil's horn down, not blow it anymore. But the Lord said, Bernard, don't put your horn down. Just change your song. And I changed my song to Amazing Grace, and only what you do for Christ will last. Never forget it. One day at home, I got to blowing that Amazing Grace, and then I started blowing Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. And I blew that song, Remember Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. Y'all remember that? Remember only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Him will be counted at the end. And I held that note. Oh, I kept on holding that note. Only. And when I came out of that note, only what? I passed out. Fell out. Became unconscious. Only what? And I guess while I was unconscious, God carried on the song. You do for Him will last. When I woke up, something said, check your lungs now, Bernard. And I was thinking about this on that plane, thanking him. And I checked my lungs. That asthma that I had for 17 years was instantly gone. And I know there is an anointing on me to pray for people who have lung problems. And pray for me, people who are having COPD and bronchitis. If I can just get them to believe. I know they believe in God, but if I can get them to believe in what I'm praying and what I'm saying, they'll be instantly healed in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch people all on this line who have any kind of lung problems, bronchitis or COPD or asthma or anything like that. Find you, devil, the resurrection blood of Jesus is going in your mouth now. Going in your eyes and ears. Get out! The blood of Jesus, get on you. Get out of here. Go into that lake, wherever you're close to. The blood of Jesus is against you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Don't forget it. When I came to, the Holy Ghost had touched my lungs. And then the asthma was gone out of my lungs. I never had it since. Thank you, the glory of God. And I was going to put that horn down. God said, don't put it down. Just change your song. If you change your song, Bernard, I'll take you before kings, queens, and presidents of nations. And he's done just that. I've been kings and queens and many, many presidents of nations. I believe three or four in America. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kings of other nations, presidents of other nations. Tell you, when I thought about stepping in that restroom, and when I stepped in that restroom, oh, thank you, Jesus. I opened my mouth in that restroom and began to praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They must have heard me on the plane, all over the place. But I just went to town thanking God. And never forget it, when I got through thanking Him 1,000 times that day, wasn't long, He gave me a bona fide miracle. I'm telling you, somebody who's been thanking Him 1,000 times and doesn't look like nothing is happening for you, you keep on. I guarantee you, you're going to realize that it pays to thank God 1,000 times. That's why I wrote the book, 1,000 Consecutive Days of Thanking Him, 1,000 Consecutive Days of Fasting. It was kind of like during that time I was on a fast and couldn't get off. I wouldn't lie to you. I went over 1,000 days. Well, you say that's not possible. It is possible to fast from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or at least 17 hours, no matter how you put it, whether you go from 3 all the way to 8 o'clock the next morning or whatever. It is possible to fast 15 to 17 hours every day for 1,000 days. I want to tell you it's possible because I did it. Amen. Sometimes I wasn't fasting from the 12 midnight to the 3. Sometimes I was fasting from the 3 to the 8 o'clock the next morning. But I fasted at least 15 to 17 hours every day for 1,000 days. God said, I don't have to convince nobody, because He said, son, your witness is in heaven and your record is already on high. God showed me He's writing other books, because the Revelation says the book shall be opened. And one of them is the book of life. But then there are other books that He's writing. And He said, I'm already recorded in his book, oh my God, about the 1,000-day fast. He said he got it recorded in the book, so I don't have to convince anybody. But my witness is in heaven, and my record is already on high. I'm telling you, it pays to thank God 1,000 times. I want us to start in just a moment here, but make a request unto God what you need from him. He will answer your prayer, folks. I said he will answer your prayer. And so I'm going to give you about 25 seconds to start in the name of Jesus with your prayer and ask God to answer that prayer. Do it right now, 25 seconds, 30 seconds. Thank you for all these people on this blog line. How you taking this line from 3 listeners to over 90 million listeners worldwide? God, I want to ask you to increase it. Increase it. People who are moving around the phone now, making distractions. I pray that they stop that noise they're making around the phone. Be still, woman. Woman. Man. Stop moving around the phone. In the name of Jesus, causing distractions. God bless the people. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless, 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 bless. Bless, 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 bless. We love you, Lord. We thank you. We appreciate how you're blessing right now. God, let these requests be heard by thee. And God, grant in the name of Jesus. Grant, grant, grant every blessing. Oh, God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and give you the praise. The Lord will offer unto you, through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, at least 1,000 thank yous individually tonight, and over 2 billion praises going up to you. 2 billion praises going up to you. Thank you all over the world. All over the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Who in your city will lead the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you? Who in your nation will lead the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you? Why can't it be you? You want to be blessed bountifully. Why don't you start leading the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you in your city in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you praise in advance for what you're going to do. We give you praise in advance for how you're going to bless, for how you're blessing right now. And oh, invite those persons, you got your line open. Some of y'all, one person, you're moving by the phone. See, you don't understand that's really opened up to people all over. That movement that you're doing is escalated. It's amplified. So you got to be still. You're moving. There's a way to do it. Press *6, and we won't hear you, but you'll hear us. Okay? God bless you. Press *6. Let's begin to thank the Lord 1,000 times as we usher in the praise unto God and ask people all over the world to join us as we make our way to give him over 2 billion, maybe 10 billion praises. Some nights we're giving away far above 2 billion, maybe 5 or 10 billion. But let's give it to him, whatever it is. One praise is worth it all. Let's give him 1,000. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Your line is open. That's inviting you to thank him with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, 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 Lord, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord,
thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you,
hallelujah, thank you, Jesus,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
glory, glory.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 Lord, thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And here comes four numbers. 7085. Let me get it again. 712 plus 3. 775-7085. And then here's a code we have to put in and press pound. Here's the code. 936-005. That's it. 936-005. That will connect you with us. Yeah. On the prayer line. Okay? 1-775-7085. And then somebody got your kids playing there, hollering and screaming in the background. Star 6. That will mute all that. And 712-775-7085. Okay? And then the code is what? 936-005. All right. We'll be joined by many, many others on the front line tomorrow night. Amen. At 9 o'clock. We're going to go from 9 p.m. all the way to the prayer line tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock on the prayer line. Amen. 6 a.m. So now let me just give you an opportunity. If you want to help, not trying to force you, but it's like at our church, Amazing Grace, I've discovered that there's some people who just come in as helpers, want to be a blessing. How can you help? Glad you asked. We just need some people to rest me up tomorrow. You know, Moses had two. They were called Aaron and Hur, H-U-R, Hur. One got under one arm and held him up, and the other one got under the other arm and held him up and propped up his back. And they won the battle because they worked together. Might be somebody on here who loves the Lord enough to say, Lord, I'm going to stay up and dedicate this time for you. You may not stay up all the time, but you're going to be up part of the time, and you want to help lead the prayer. Amen. Yeah, you don't have to be embarrassed or nothing, but you say, I want to help lead the prayer. Dr. Johnson, Chief Ambassador, I want to help lead the prayer. Oh, my God. If you do, I'd welcome that. That would kind of be doing like Aaron and Hur, helping to be a blessing to the prayer line. Well, I want to read the times. As I read them and you want to help us, just say, Dr. Johnson, put me in there. I'm going to help them. Amen. Some others will be in there with you. You won't be by yourself. Just help them. Help them pray. Help them maybe give a testimony. Give a word, whatever. Here's the way we start out. Sister Renee Abernathy is going to open us with prayer. And then your Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, I'm coming. And absolutely, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson will join me in leading people in 1,000 thank yous tomorrow night. Then we got the youth prayer line that's coming at 9:30 with Ambassador Gina Hodges. And then our granddaughters, Bria and Malia, they're going to carry on for 30 minutes tomorrow night themselves. One is going off. She enlisted in the Marines. She's going to be a Marine. Rhea, so proud of her. And Malia, I'm proud of her too. Oh, my God. Both of my little blessings. Malia's 12. She's going to help lead the prayer line. And Rhea's 18. Amen. And then Ambassador Lady Betty's going to help them tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. They're going to be at 10:30, Prophetess Betty Baker. Amen. Is coming. A true prophetess of the Lord. And at 11 o'clock, Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stith, another true prophet of the Lord. Then at 11:30, Sister Geraldine Garnett. Amen. Thank God for her, too. And then Ambassador Elect LaTonya Williams, I should say Ambassador Elect Geraldine Garnett. Oh, my God, yeah. Then 12, Ambassador Elect LaTonya Williams, and at 12:30, Ambassador-elect Mother Willie Johnson. Yeah. And then 1 o'clock, again, Ambassador-elect LaTonya Williams is coming back from 12, from 1 to 1:30, and from 1:30 to 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. This sounds so good. The first time I'm saying this and hearing this. Amen. And at 2:30, Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett. Oh, thank you. And then at 3 o'clock, Ambassador-elect Mother Paulina Wilson. Amen. I'm letting the cat out of the bag a little bit here. But that's all right. It's good. It's all good. Amen. Thank you so much. 3:30, Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey. And 4 o'clock, Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey again. And then 4:30, Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett. Oh, my God. And, at 5 o'clock, Ambassador-elect Missionary Renata Jones. Oh, God. And at 5:30, Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson in Texas. Amen. My God. We rolling here. Amen. And then 6 a.m. again, as we normally do, your chief ambassador is coming back at 6 a.m. And we're going to go all the way through the prayer line. All right, I'm going to take time one of these days. I'm not going to put it on your time schedule tonight, but one of these days I'm going to take the prayer line, maybe take about 15 minutes and describe what happened on the bishopric. Amen. The Bowdens were so kind to us, so kind, in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Amen. And I just want to give my testimony about how the Lord did it. Amen. The Lord did everything. All right. God bless you. And we're going to give our testimony on another day of what happened and what we decided and what God did. And thank God for the Bowdens. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful people in Jacksonville, Arkansas. And they really hosted us so well. So many people did so many wonderful things. So I don't want to get into calling names tonight, but we will go over it a little bit more on the blog line because I don't want people to make up stuff about me. If you want to know about me, ask me. Let me tell you. So you have my story from sent from the Holy Ghost rather than make up lies about me. Amen. Let me tell my own story. And I will. I'll give y'all play by play. God bless you. May you have a wonderful night. Don't want to take any more of your time. God bless you. God be with you. And I keep on telling you, I got a feeling that no matter what you go through, God's going to let it work out all right, all right, all right, all right. And he's done it for me. He will do the same thing for you. God bless you. I do have a feeling everything is going to be all right. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Amen. Thank you. All right, I'll leave the line open. Y'all want to say something? Go ahead. Anybody want to say anything? The line's open to you. Anybody? Have a wonderful night.